Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You and I live in a land of many, many freedoms, a land of liberty. It is certainly something that we often take for granted, but I do believe that we appreciate these freedoms, particularly when we see those who are not so privileged as we are. We can come and go as we wish. We have freedom of speech, freedom of worship, and many, many more. And yet, in spite of that fact, in this land, there are many people who are enslaved. Enslaved by sin and death. Concordia Theological Seminary is all about training men to bring the light of Jesus Christ and the true freedom that we have in Christ, not only to this nation, but to the entire world, because that's the mission of the church. God's word for today is a message about our freedom through Jesus Christ, our freedom from the enslavement of sin and death. In fact, in the entire letter of Paul to the Galatians, it's all about freedom, freedom that you and I have today. When we look at the letter to the Galatians, and particularly this text, we recognize that the larger question has not so much to do with circumcision or uncircumcision. The larger question has to do with faith or works. How are we saved? How do we come to God? Now that question on this campus is a very easy one to answer, because I'm sure all of us think of the passage in Ephesians, by grace through faith, and we know that oh so well. And yet we realize that there are many people who do not know this, many people who rely on their good works or the absence of major sins in their conduct, as if they themselves can set themselves free and enjoy the freedom that we enjoy as Christians. Well, the antidote to that is what the Apostle Paul did. As we look through Galatians, we see there again and again the Apostle Paul proclaimed the gospel, that by Jesus' death and resurrection, he has set us free, and that our freedom is freedom in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, because you and I, as well as all people, are under God's judgment because of our sin. And the law does a very good job in pointing out all of those sins that we do each day of our lives. We too were headed for destruction until the Lord Jesus Christ came, redeemed us, and made us his very own, so that now we stand under that glorious freedom of the children of God. And St. Paul points out that anything else, anything, is a bondage of slavery, a yoke of slavery. If you can, just try to think about or picture in your mind that ancient yoke, heavy, wooden, unyielding, and not giving a thing. That symbolizes the slavery of sin. And that means, as Paul goes on, alienation from Christ and finally falling from grace. There is nothing more despairing than being without the grace of God. So St. Paul tells us, as well as the Galatians of years ago, to stand firm. And even though we don't face those problems that Paul talked about, namely circumcision and Judaizers, the ones who followed the Old Testament ceremonial law, the ones who berated Paul for not following what they said he should follow, but legalism still happens. You know that. You see it, you hear it. Maybe even sometimes we have to admit that we used it. But in the whole matter of legalism, what Satan is trying to do is to bury the gospel, to cover it up, so that we as the people of God are separated from that glorious freedom in Jesus Christ. Satan will cover that up under rules and regulations and laws, and sometimes people start to obey them, and then they think that everything is fine and they are heaven bound, when in fact they are filled with false hope. Our task is to focus on the work that God has given us to do. And that means a clear proclamation of God's word, rightly dividing law and gospel, faithfully administering the sacraments, God's gifts of baptism and Holy Communion. For here the church is at work, and here is the church's finest hour when Jesus Christ is held forth as our Lord and our Savior from sin and death. And we as pastors, with ourselves covered by vestments, are able to bring the message, the good news of Jesus Christ. And as Isaiah said, so do we, thus saith the Lord. Not what I think or anyone else thinks, but what God has given us in his word. For St. Paul says, outward things do not count. Outward things have no spiritual value. What does count is faith. And faith is active in love, doing the deeds of the child of God. And so, friends, I would encourage you, as St. Paul says, to stand firm. Stand firm not in our abilities, our deeds, our programs. Stand firm in the freedom purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ at a great cost when he went to the cross for you and for me. Stand firm in the gospel because it is the power of God. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened by a yoke of slavery. Amen.